The G7 summit kicks off in Canada today, and as some of the world's most powerful leaders gather, some big players in the financial sector are applying pressure on them to take tougher action on climate change. 288 institutional investors from around the world, managing $26 trillion worth of assets, between them have signed a statement calling on governments to work harder to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement. They say they're ready to pour their own capital into tackling the problem, but they need policy certainty to unlock investment. It all comes after two major US scientific institutions this week confirmed another year of rising CO2 levels and that the rate of increase is rising too. David Sparks reports.
The institutional investors who have put their names on the statement to the G7 leaders say the world's financial system faces huge risks from climate change.
All sections of the financial services system are talking about climate change, acting on climate change at an unprecedented level. And that's because what we're seeing is that the private sector no longer has the luxury of waiting for government policy to act on climate change. They have to manage the risk.
Emma Heard is Chief Executive Officer of the Investor Group on Climate Change. Among the 288 institutional investors to put their signatures on the statement, she says 25 are Australian, accounting for almost $2 trillion worth of assets.
When we're talking about trillions of dollars in assets under management calling for governments to act on climate change, then you know that you've got a very significant portion of the global institutional investor capital agreeing on the need for policy certainty. Over the years, we've really seen the number of investors and the size of the investors really continuing to grow and also become more mainstream every year that we've done this statement.
The 2018 Global Investor Statement to Governments on Climate Change calls on governments to put in place several policies, including a meaningful price on carbon, phasing out subsidies for fossil fuels, and phasing out coal power worldwide within set deadlines. The signatories say they're already investing heavily in the transition to a low-carbon economy, but they're ready to up the ante if the policy settings are right. Professor Christopher Wright from the University of Sydney says those who signed the statement face stiff competition from corporate giants on the other side of the argument. But he's cautiously optimistic that institutional investors can influence governments to some extent.
They can. I mean, they're one of the voices contributing to government policy making and clearly quite an influential voice, given they are major financial stakeholders and have a global presence. My caveat to that, I guess, is that there is an alternative policy argument that's being prosecuted, it seems, quite successfully by mostly resource and industrial groups and conservative think tanks, particularly in the US, Australia and elsewhere, that promote essentially a fossil fuels forever or business as usual mentality. So it's a sort of a contest, I guess, between different fractions of capital over the future for climate and energy policy.
Professor Christopher Wright from the University of Sydney, David Sparks reporting.